Thank you, and welcome to episode 2 of The Source, the breakout hit that all the bubbies are kvelling about. At least my bubby is. Hey, bubby. That's right, it's The Source, where all things OU are brought to you. We just finished Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where Hashem sealed the books of our lives for the next year. You know, someone might want to tell Hashem we're not really using books anymore. Imagine the whole thing was done on an app. Could have shaved off a couple of hours in Shul, maybe half a fast day. Think about it. Coming up, we have the holiday of Sukkot, otherwise known as the only Jewish holiday my teacher has to Google. Yes, Sukkot, the holiday where we go outside, we eat, and we sleep in a hut for 7 days to commemorate God's protecting us in the desert by surrounding us with clouds. You know that saying? It's like sleeping on a cloud. That's where that comes from. Sukkot also means it's time for you to buy your lulav and esrog, which means it's time to shake it like a lulav. And now it's time for Yiddish or Yabble, where my writing team presents words and we have to guess if they're Yiddish or Yabble. Let's get started. First word is Plattgemacher. Any guesses? I'm gonna go with Yiddish. It is! A Plattgemacher is a person who loves to gossip and tell terrible tales of other people. This is the gossip queen, or if need be, the gossip king. A Plattgemacher stirs everything up, making it more juicy or exaggerated. Stay clear of Plattgemachers. Next word. Farpashket. I'm gonna go with Yabble. It's Yiddish. Farpashket means that something is wrong, or what we say is a mess, or even messed up. It can even be making something worse while trying to fix it up. Last word, Radinsky. I'm gonna go with Yiddish. It's Yabble! And now it's time for a very special segment, Food from Bubby. We've all been to a kiddush and seen something we're not quite sure if we should eat. Let me tell you something, you should. It's delicious. I'd like to thank one of today's sponsors, Leaders Takeout and Catering, for sponsoring some of today's treats. Let's try the first one. Herring. I'm gonna need a cracker. Leaders, you thought of everything.
Oh yeah. That's good.
Next on the menu, potato kugel. Yummy. No one else is eating this, right? Right, guys? Ooh, it's got that famous Leaders texture. That's good. That's real good. Each month on The Source, we highlight a signature program of OU West Coast. Today, we're highlighting the world-famous NCSY, the Youth Outreach Branch of the Orthodox Union. NCSY, or as my intern calls it, NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. NCSY is a world-recognized organization that has played a pivotal role in the lives of Jewish teens across the globe, giving them an opportunity and safe space to build a strong connection to their Jewish roots through innovative, cutting-edge social and recreational programs to develop a positive Jewish identity. They're committed to providing a safe space where teens can celebrate their Jewish heritage, embrace Torah and tradition, develop a positive Jewish identity, acquire invaluable leadership skills, connect with dedicated Jewish role models, and learn to live passionate Jewish lives. Think COVID-19 will stop NCSY? Think again. West Coast NCSY is still rolling out the most amazing creative content and programming for your teens, in person in a safe environment or online through virtual NCSY. My hat's off to Rabbi Derek Gorman, the regional director, and his incredible West Coast NCSY team. We salute you. Thank you for your amazing work. If you'd like to get involved, please click on the link below or email westcoast@ncsy.org. I'd like to take a moment now to thank today's second sponsor, who sponsored on behalf of the Long Beach community. Long Beach is a warm, thriving Jewish community 20 miles south of LA with affordable housing and a strong connection to Yiddishkeit. That's all for today's show. Thank you again for joining us for The Source, your source for everything OU West Coast. Like it, share it, tell your friends. Don't forget to join us next time. For now, I'm tuning off from me to OU.
Thank you.